Tom Watkins is a business and educational consultant who is an expert on China. We have him on the other end of our line. Tom, how are you?
I'm great this morning, Tony. It is a beautiful, beautiful morning in Michigan.
Yes, indeed it is. You recently wrote a very interesting piece. I like the headline, too. It was called Rising China? Fragile China? Blind China? Explain.
Well, there's a lot going on in China. China, with a 5,000-year ancient history civilization, the last 30 or 40, it certainly has seen tremendous rise. Previous 60, controlled by a communist party. And it's a fragile time. It's an aging society. It's a growing society. It's anticipated over the next two decades, over 350 million people will move into cities in China. So they've got a tremendous amount of opportunity. And as we've talked before, we can complain about China continue to get swamped, or we can learn to surf and ride the wave, and that's what I've been advocating for a number of years, is trying to find ways to work with China, understanding that there's a lot of issues and problems as well.
You mentioned that in an attempt to bring a diplomatic embarrassing mess surrounding Chinese human rights to a head, something happened. What was that?
Well, they had a compromise, and one of the great things that have happened between the United States and China is that we're able to talk through issues. It appears that Mr. Chen, the blind activist who spent 4 years in prison and a number of months under house arrest, escaped that house arrest in his country province, made his way many, many hundreds of miles to Beijing, ended up spending 6 days in the U.S. Embassy, and the Chinese and the Americans, it appears, we haven't seen the final chapter of this, but it appears we're able to negotiate Mr. Chen leaving China and coming to the United States, either Washington State or New York, as a student to study law. And this bodes well that, we can have that high diplomatic issues transpire without derailing the relationship between China and the United States.
Does China really care about human rights?
Well, that's a very interesting and provocative question. The Chinese would argue that rising, moving over 400 million people from abject poverty over the last 30 years to the equivalent of the middle class is a human rights issue. Well, the way that we look at it, whether it's on issues that impact the Uyghur people, the Tibetan people, Longgong, and issues such as forced sterilization and birth control issues that Mr. Chen was raising, we would argue not. This is a very difficult issue, I think, for us to navigate. We cannot end up with moral laryngitis. We need to stand up for our ideals and our ideas.
All right, Tom, I've got 30 seconds left. What did China get out of that deal?
Well, they're going to end up, it looks like, getting rid of a very difficult activist and having him leave the country. Typically, once an activist like that leaves the country, their voice goes silent back in China. So they get rid of what they would consider a troublemaker.
Tom, always like talking with you. Enjoy your week, and we'll talk with you soon.
Okay. Take care, Tom.